Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 6 of the Skilled Trades Playbook. I'm your host, Juan Caruso, author of the At Your Best Playbook series. Today, I'll be speaking with Josh Munns and Josh Denton from Ground Up Construct. I've been looking forward to this conversation because these guys are doing some really innovative work in what I know will help reshape the whole dialogue surrounding hiring and getting hired in the building trades. So with that said, let me introduce you to Josh and Josh. Let Josh Munns take the lead and introduce himself to the audience.
Awesome, Juan. I can't thank you enough for having us on board today and talking with you. It's been great reading some of the stuff you've been doing with At Your Best, and just love the partnership we're creating here today to talk about skilled trades and, you know, the opportunities that exist in construction. And I think that's an important topic to discuss and show people that there are great companies and great opportunities to attract and change the narrative about construction.
Josh Denton, also tell me how you want me to keep you guys straight as we're talking. Do you want me to call you by your last name or Josh and go from there?
You can do last names. That's perfect. Juan, thank you so much. And thank you for the nice, kind introduction. You know, you said we're doing innovative things. I'll be absolutely honest. When Josh and I jumped into this, we just felt like there was something that was missing in construction. And we didn't really think that it was going to be that innovative. We just wanted to bring light to it. But after, you know, our first conversation, getting to hear about At Your Best and, you know, seeing people aligned that are really passionate about bringing an awareness to construction that unfortunately we've lost in our country. I'm just excited to keep these conversations going. And thank you so much for having us on.
Fantastic. So let's start with how you guys came up with Ground Up Construct. Where did the name come from, or where the concept of the whole business and model that you're driving, where did that come from?
So, you know, this started probably almost 3 years ago for me. You know, I grew up in the industry. I had an amazing story of my mom actually starting a window business in 1983 and kind of saw her build a company around her people. And so I kind of really learned a lot from her and from our business we had forever. And I owned and operated Envision Glass here in Reno locally as a glazing subcontractor doing specialty glazing and window sales. We had about 65 employees. And, you know, we built our team through our own, and I hate to call it training, but through our own work. We would hire people on and bring them into the field and teach them the basics of glazing and window installation, and they kind of worked their way through the company. And we did that for years, and we've been doing that for over 35 years here in Reno. And I did it for over, you know, 12 with Envision Glass. And we were just seeing a decline in new people coming into the industry. I mean, the recession didn't help. You know, 2008, 2009 really hurt the business and hurt the industry, specifically in Northern Nevada, but all over the country. And I was just seeing a lack of interest from people into construction. And I really believed that there's good opportunities. And I saw it in my own company. I saw that we brought people from entry level, you know, laborers who were making screens, you know, to now 20 years later are managing the entire business as a general manager. And we have tons of those success stories. And I just didn't see a way for us to really promote that, you know, and show people who we are and why we're such a good company to work for. And Ground Up came from the idea that we've been building people from the ground up. We've hired so many young people into our business and have built their careers from literally nothing. And that's really where this came from, was just a need and awareness for my own company to try and attract people to the industry and to my business, because I love construction. I love what we do. And I was sick and tired of hearing the negative narrative about there aren't careers in construction. I don't believe it.
And you are no longer with running your own business on the glazer side, the glass side. You're doing this full time, right?
Yeah. So I was, you know, working on this for about the last 2 years, and really was making an effort at Envision Glass to become more of an owner of that business and not so much the operator. And what that means is that I was so deep into the business that I wasn't actually leading the company in a way that I needed to. And so I stepped back and took a look at this company and look at myself and said, if I'm going to own this business and grow it, I really need to step back and be the leader of this company and empower my people. And through doing that, through this transformation, came the idea of Ground Up and the idea of building careers. And that's where the leadership was coming from, was how am I going to build careers in my company? And I just saw a really big void in the industry. And so I really started focusing on Ground Up and just really found a passion for the industry and for building careers, and decided to go ahead and sell Envision Glass so I could focus on this full time. So I sold the company in October of 2018, and here we are, 2019, and ready to help build careers in construction. It's been a long road, but it's exciting where we're going to go.
Fantastic. So you guys call yourself a workforce accelerator. Why don't you give me a clear definition? I understand the words, but you guys are executing at a different level than a typical online job site or any of that kind of thing. So tell us what a workforce accelerator means from Ground Up Construct's perspective.
Yeah, so if you look at typically how we have been navigating careers in construction for basically the entirety of our industry, there has been basically two different ways. We've had a very small percentage who have gone through vocational school that kickstarted their career. We've had people who have entered in, like with Envision Glass, the guys that we hired on new, who began, you know, we loosely say training. They were observing and working with, skilled guys in the field and starting to get their skills there. And then we have a union side as far as they, you know, how the unions work as far as their training processes. So one of the things that's been missing, which is exactly what came from Josh's experience with Envision, was I don't have a specific training program to really augment the work that's going on the job, because on the job is really giving you that hands-on skill. But there's additional training that gives you the why. We have international building code. We have, you know, county, city code. We have reasons why we do certain things, but you can't always cover all of that stuff. There's not a booklet or there's not anything there. And so as Ground Up Construct became going all the way back, we really thought at first we were going to be a ground up trade school and we were going to build schools across the country. And we realized that we have trade schools happening every single day. I'm looking out my window and there is construction going on, and that is a trade school. There's an opportunity for guys to learn. And so a workforce accelerator is the opportunity to enter new people into the industry, pair them with skilled and experienced guys for the on-the-job training, augmented with online training that we offer as an accredited training sponsor, to really get those guys up to speed as quickly as possible.
Give us your state of the union with regard to the building trades, the shortage of skilled tradespeople, qualified tradespeople in each of the key trades, and how we might be able to reverse that from your perspective.
Well, I'm actually excited about the state of our industry and where we're going. Yes, we absolutely need to attract more people to our industry. But what I'm seeing as I meet with contractors across the country and meet with these companies is that they're changing their ways. Our industry is changing and shaping in ways that we haven't done in years. And so to me, that's exciting. When I go out and I meet all these companies and I hear that they want to focus on culture, or that they've already made the change, or that they're adding benefits or career paths or, you know, retirement plans. When I hear companies are making these changes, to me, that's an amazing step in the right direction for our industry. And so I'm excited to see the progress and the change that's coming. Our industry has been, I hate to use the word stagnant, but has been, you know, kind of stuck in our ways for a long time. We've had a really bad, you know, reputation. We've kind of held true to it by saying, hey, you're lucky to work for me and I pay you really well and this is what construction is. But that's changing. Companies are understanding that these new generations are going to shape our industry. We're not going to shape them. And I see this happening every day, where companies are aligning themselves with the goals of this next generation. And to me, that's exciting. I think we're going to see a lot more people get interested in construction, and we're going to see a lot more careers being built, and we're going to see our industry raise our standards up and become that professional industry that we truly are in the eyes of everyone. And to me, that's exciting. Well, I was just going to say, the state of the union is super encouraging for the future. And it's time for us as leaders in construction, business owners, to have some self-reflection, because we keep saying we don't have enough people coming into the trade. We don't have enough people coming into the industry. Well, we need to ask ourselves why. And if you look at how we've been setting up these companies, I understand why. You know, our new generation has more data and more content at their hands to understand what companies look like, what companies are shaping themselves as, the things that companies are focusing on to make sure that they're aligned with their employees. And construction, it was, if they're looking from the outside in, they're going, well, I don't see them changing that way. So we weren't really attracting people. So the encouraging part is that, you know, in our meetings, we're having more and more of these companies going, hey, how can I start shaping my company that way? What do I need to start focusing on? And it's small things. It's really that we actually had a meeting with a guy yesterday who his very first comment was, yeah, these guys, you know, these new workers, they don't realize who's signing the checks. And it's like, you know, as an owner or a leader, if you start thinking about the people who work for you, you really work for them, you really create an empathetic kind of landscape in your company to understand that, wow, there's a lot that my people do for me. And there's really a team here, as opposed to, hey, you work for me and you do this daily. And so that's going to be what we have to change to start getting people into here. And also starting to think about, how do I have the right people in the right seat? So instead of just being like, hey, I don't have enough people, it's like, do I have the right person doing the right job? And so looking at the future, I'm super encouraged as well, because the small, you know, the meetings we're having, these companies are starting to change their ways, and there's companies who are absolutely leading the way that way.
No, I agree 100%. I truly believe that the skills gap represents a tremendous opportunity for folks looking at the skilled trades. The laws of supply and demand are working overtime on behalf of these folks that are looking at the trade. So changing the philosophy, changing the mindset, as you guys are doing, I think is really a very good thing to consider and think about and drive. How do you attract more people to the whole concept of the trades when there's the stigma, the reticence of towards the skilled trades that we've had out there alive and well and talked about by the community of parents and education and so on, that now we're trying to reverse? How do you see that changing so that we can attract more people into the trades to at least consider the opportunity of the trade?
I think it really has to do with, you know, marketing your careers in a similar way that you market to your customers. You know, you're out there marketing to your customers saying, hey, I'm the best builder, I'm the best plumber. We show up on time, we do a good job. I think it's the same mindset when you're looking for employees. You need to market your company in a way that shows that you're a good employer. And that's what Ground Up Construct is about highlighting the companies that are shaping the future of the industry by, you know, engaging with their employees and being the best employers they can be and focus on building your team. And the only way to attract people to your company is to tell them, hey, we care about our people. We have great benefits. We have training. We have succession plans. We have a good culture. We want you to come work for us because of the opportunities that we can provide and because of the opportunities you can provide. It's a partnership in careers. And when you find a company that is aligned with your goals, it's amazing how much that work actually becomes fun and exciting, because it's not like, oh, I got to go to work today. It's like, I get to go to work today and I get to work with this amazing company. And the only way to do that is to get out to the world and tell them you're a great company. And that's why, you know, we're very particular about our site and who comes on board, because we're doing, the Ground Up Construct is here to change the narrative and to change the idea about construction and careers. And the only way we can do that is to highlight the companies that are changing. There's plenty of companies out there today still that have a bad mentality about their employees, who don't value their team, who have the attitude of you're lucky to work for me. And if you encounter those companies, you're not going to change a narrative. But if I can get as many people out into the world and show amazing companies, people will start to say, wow, construction is changing. Look at the companies that are here and what they're doing to attract their employees. And look how focused they are on their team. That's how we're going to attract and change a narrative, is by the leaders of these companies that are out there doing it. Ground Up can't do it. We can't change a narrative. We can only help companies change their mindset and change a narrative together. This is a group effort from our entire industry to say, no, we are a great industry. We have great companies. and we care about our teams. And that's going completely different than what the people think about construction has been for the past 35 years. And that's the exciting part about it, is that companies are doing this. And it's about marketing your company, marketing your careers the same way you would want to market to your customers.
You know, having heard what you just said, I think it's a perfect segue to kind of dividing the conversation into two parts. One, let's talk about the candidate, the person that's looking to find a job, build a career, and so on. And then let's talk about the small business person, because you, as I mentioned, you guys are doing some really innovative work. You alluded to it during the last point that you were making, and I'd like to kind of flesh that out a little bit more specifically.
You know, it's really quite easy. We approached Ground Up Construct for the candidate in the idea of let's really get rid of all the minutia. So we watched back in the early 2000s, Monster.com and CareerBuilder.com really become the mega job board that we all began to use. And then they kind of bell curved out, and now they're at the bottom end. Now we have Indeed and ZipRecruiter and LinkedIn. And the reality is they are all about volume. They are a volume game. You've got to be really good at searching, and you've got to skim through a lot of different companies to figure out, hey, where do I want to apply? And I think we've also pushed the wrong narrative where it's apply to as much as you can so that you have that opportunity. Ground Up Construct was about making that process not only easier, but also the ability for you to actually highlight who you are as a candidate. So that you could actually showcase who you are as a skilled craftsperson, the work that you've done. And so when you through Ground Up Construct, you can actually create your living resume that's more like a portfolio to really showcase what you've done. And then also, if you're new to it, saying, hey, I'm new and I'm looking to find that company that'll foster the training and the career that I want to build. And so we're definitely not here for the volume game. We are here to really highlight good companies. And when you come to Ground Up Construct as a candidate, you can rest assured that you're only seeing companies that are in this mindset of the future of construction.
Hmm. Talk to me a little bit more about that concept you just raised, the living resume. I mean, I am obviously aware of what a resume looks like, but you're alluding to something very, very different.
The reality is, in my experience of when I was recruiting for positions, the resume has just, and the typical CV has just become kind of a dead, piece of paper, listing out that, hey, let's say I'm a glazer, and I've worked on custom jobs, and I've worked on custom glass, and I've done railing. Well, when you list that, all of us in the industry know that there's all kinds of different levels of that. There is semi-custom, there's basically built systems that you've installed, and then there's guys who have really taken it to the next level. So when we say a living resume, it's the opportunity for you to keep updating with projects and actual pieces of work that you've done, so that you can actually showcase with photos and with video of like, hey, this is what I've created. And it really gives the business owner a better insight into, wow, this is a candidate that I need on my team. And so that living resume is the ability to not just worry about, hey, who have I worked for and what were my tasks while I was there? The reality is it's about showcasing who you are, the certificates you have, and here's photos of the kind of work I've done. And it's the same way that, I mean, we've been doing this with designers and web designers and illustrators. They showcase a portfolio. It's not about maybe who they've worked for. It's really giving you a visual of what they've been able to accomplish. And our guys really have more of a portfolio than they have of a resume. So we wanted to create a space that was easy for them to use to really showcase what they've done.
Wow, that sounds great. How technically confident do I need to be to approach, Ground Up Construct and build my own living resume like you just described?
We really wanted to make it as entry level and as easy as possible. Most of these guys are really... they're busy. They're out in the field. They're doing a lot of work. It's as easy as taking photos on your phone and uploading them right there.
So talking, when you refer to it as a living resume, you're basically creating, for lack of a better way of describing it, a page on your site with your portfolio, and whether you're employed or looking for a job, or at whatever stage in your career, you're basically saying, this is my most current portfolio. I'm in the space where I'm delivering my services to my current employer, and if somebody else comes at me, so be it, right?
Yeah, this is nothing new. We've been watching since 2005, what LinkedIn has created. And the reality is, I don't think there's any one specific platform that is ever perfect for everybody. And I will say that I think LinkedIn, I don't know, I would never say they missed the boat. I think they've done a phenomenal job with what they've done. But, you know, our skilled trades guys don't have a space on there that they, that they can really represent themselves to people who are looking for their services, in the same way that even small business guys are not necessarily as involved in LinkedIn, thinking that that's where they're going to find people. So, the recruiting process is not easy. It's gotten harder and harder. And so if we could connect the dots between the business owner or the business manager who's looking for that person and the person who's saying, hey, I'm very hireable, or I'm working right now, or I'm looking for a job, making that easy to connect was exactly what we wanted to do. So we tried to remove a lot of the issues where it's uploading a, you know, a typical resume and where you've listed out what you've done and the types of, you know, in construction, it's like, oh, okay, well, have you worked with this manufacturer? And you could list out hundreds of them over your career, but the reality is showing your skills in a living resume photo portfolio, it makes it much easier for not only the business owner, but also the candidate.
Fantastic. So let's turn the page and start talking about the small business person who is looking to grow his team. And how do I go about approaching Grounds Up Construct and take advantage of the resources? But some of the guidance, I get the impression there's a lot more to it than just the matchmaking service, if you want to call it that, that you guys offer. And so talk to me from that perspective in terms of what you guys deliver.
Like I mentioned earlier, I think it's really important for companies to really highlight who they are as an employer. You know, if you look at companies' websites or if you look at their, you know, social media pages, a lot of it's about the business that they're in. You know, what products are they selling? You know, what projects do we work on, and why we're the best, you know, builder, plumber, electrical company, whatever it is. You know, they don't really, some companies do, but the majority of companies do not have a deep dive into who they are as an employer. And that's what Ground Up Construct really gives a candidate, is a deep dive into the company. And it gives the company an opportunity to showcase who they are as an employer to attract the right people. And that's really what it's about. When you have a company that has a good culture and has, you know, leadership and a good team, finding people that fit to your culture is so much more important than finding the person who has all the skills. If you can find the right people with the right culture that fit with your goals, you can teach them the things that they need in your company. And so I think it's really important for companies to highlight who they are, what their culture looks like, you know, highlight the projects that they work on, so the type of work that they do, talk about the team and who leads the team, and talk about the benefits that they offer as far as health insurance or vacation time, you know, or retirement plans, you know, whatever it is that the company offers as a benefit of working there, to give the employee a deep dive into who they are. So that way employees can find companies that align with what they want to do. And this helps that matchmaking process, because you get a company who says, this is who we are, this is what we believe in, this is our values. And you have a candidate who says, I want to work for a company that has this. And they can find that through there. You're not going to find that through a typical job ad that you would see on Indeed. You're going to see, you know, employee will work 10 hours a day with 5-minute breaks. I mean, some of the job descriptions are just, you know, horrific. And it's no wonder why people don't want to work for these companies. So we give the really a place to promote who they are as an employer, to attract the right people to their company. And it's all about finding that match and finding that fit so that everybody aligns and everybody's working together in a better fashion.
One of the things that I remember from our first call, Munz, you mentioned that you help these employers think about their their employing process, their hiring process as a succession planning. Always be looking for the next candidate because you never know what's going on with your current team or the next contract that comes on board. So tell me about that in terms of the guidance, that activities and concepts that you guys are driving through your interactions with small business people.
So it all starts with culture. It all starts with engaging with your employees. And what we're really trying to get employers to understand is that if you're engaged with your employees and you give them a clear path within your company to continue to build their career and continue to move up the ladder, then they're more engaged and they're more likely to stay with you for a longer period of time, especially if you have those conversations. If you hire somebody to come into your company as a entry-level laborer and say, okay, go to the field, good luck, and you don't tell them anything next, about what their career can offer or where they can grow with the company, then they're not engaged with you. And so we really want companies to engage with their employees and say, hey, listen, if you come to work for me as a laborer, here's a clear path for you to get to the next step. And here's the kind of money you can make. And here's the responsibilities you can have. And then have those conversations of, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go in the company? What's your plan here? What do you like? And then working with those team members to get them in those positions. And that's where you really find you get the best people in the best spot. If you have conversations with your employees and say, hey, you know, what do you want to do in the next 3, 4, 5 years with our company? What's your goal here? You're going to learn a lot. And I think you're going to be surprised by the answers you get, because the person who you might think might be the best leader or the best next project manager may not be interested. But that shy, reserved person in the corner who you haven't asked or talked to might say, hey, I really like this. And you have a chance to develop and lead that person to where they want to go. And so when you're engaged with your employees and you have these conversations, you can really get people in the right spot at the right time. And that's where that succession planning comes into play. And that way you can plan ahead. You know, construction has been so reactionary. And I was the same way at Envision. I reacted a lot rather than planned ahead. And when you're just reacting to a new contract or reacting to, a new job that comes up, or reacting to somebody, you know, leaving your company, you're not finding the best people. And so our process is really a year-round recruiting platform. You know, we call it Recruiting Reconstructed. It's about promoting your company all the time in a fashion of career, so you can attract the best people to your company. And then when you find those right people, you know where to put them in. You know what place to put them in. So you're finding the right people to fill the gaps you have, and you're putting the people in your company in the right spots they want to go. And this takes time. This isn't going to happen on a 30-day job board. You're not going to find the right fit. It's like trying to find a wife in 30 days. It's just not going to happen. You got to go on numerous dates, and you got to go out and you got to see if you fit. And it takes usually years to find out if you want to marry somebody, if you're going to have a long lasting relationship. And so why would it be any different when you're trying to find those people that fit in your company that you want to work with you for a long time? It's not going to happen in 30 days. You need to take the time to find the right people. And that's why our site is based on a year round recruiting platform to really find the right people and give them those paths and start building your team for the future of your business instead of reacting to what's happening today.
How are you guys doing? Because what you're doing, like I said, it's innovative. It's changing the narrative. It's the messaging that we need to be hearing throughout the industry. And my hope is that you guys are just rocking it.
We've got over 100 companies on the site. We've got close to 500 candidates that have been looking for jobs. And this is actually the perfect amount of growth in the beginning, because, you know, for an industry to completely just drop what they've been doing in the past and say, yep, this is the new way, I think that would actually be more uncomfortable. I think that what we're finding is that our traction has been really with some great companies that are seeing themselves in the message. They're like, hey, we've been doing this, and we're like literally celebrating with them.
Sure. The traction you're getting currently, local, regional, expanding to national, you guys were holding off from that perspective. How is that evolving?
So we obviously, with the connections that we have, both of us being from the West Coast, Josh being a born and raised Nevadan, I'm from Southern California. A lot of easy connections that we've been able to make have been on this side. But then again, we've also been reached out to actually not only nationally, actually internationally, from Canada and UK companies that have reached out to us saying, hey, what are you doing here? So the message is going across the board. We're definitely focused on a national level, but we're trying to make sure that the success stories are in regions where we can really connect candidates and those companies. And that's just growing daily.
How do you suggest that somebody goes about deciding which of the building trades is right for them?
There's so many aspects of construction that people don't even really know about. I mean, there's when you talk about being an electrical contractor, there's so many different things that people do in the electrical world. Some are large commercial buildings. Some are, you know, custom homes. Some are remodel work. I mean, so there's so many different aspects of each of our trades. And so really, I think the first thing you really want to do is what excites you, what interests you. You know, is it the commercial world? Start, do you want to work on large projects? Do you want to work on big buildings? Do you want to go build the Raider Stadium? Is that something that's appealing to you? Or are you interested in more of the custom homes and seeing the craftsmanship that goes into a home? So I think the first question is kind of figuring out what excites you, what interests you, and what segment of business do you want to get into? And that'll help narrow it down into actually what trades. But, you know, it really depends on are you a perfectionist? You know, do you really like things to be exactly right and perfect? Well, finished carpentry is one of those things that is an art. It's an artwork to make, you know, the finished product look beautiful and amazing. And if you're that technical person, that might be a route for you. You know, if you're more into, getting things done and working as hard as you can and going at it, then, you know, maybe, dirt work is another good one. Driving big tractors. I mean, it's really finding what interests you the most as far as construction as a whole, and then dialing it down from there. But it's also a trial and error. You might really think that you like working on big projects. My favorite thing ever was working on large projects in the commercial world as a glazer. I love the custom homes and I love seeing, you know, the work that goes into it, but I really liked the feel of a big project and seeing something so massive come together and all the people that work together. But you, they may not be for you. You might get on a big commercial project and there's 1,500 people working and it's people everywhere, and that's just not for you. So you might like to go work on custom homes. So it's a little bit of trial and error as well, and finding your niche. And that's the good thing about construction, is that any experience you get in the industry can translate into something else. It's not like, hey, if you go learn how to be a plumber, you can't go learn something else. Working in construction, you actually start to learn all of the trades. And that's where they got the term, you know, the jack of all trades. If you're in the industry, you can actually start to learn all the different things and find what's best for you. And so going to work for a general contractor might expose you to more first to kind of see what you like, and then maybe go into a specialty trade. And so it's really about, you know, finding out what interests you the most about construction, what sector, and then diving down from there and then giving something a try. And it may not be for you. You may say, I like something else, and that's okay, because there's always opportunity to continue to grow. But it's about getting the experience and starting your career somewhere, because things always evolve with everything we do. And I think that's the same for all of us. All of our careers have all evolved to where we are today. We didn't start doing this, you know, 15 years ago. We started somewhere else. And so things change and things evolve, and you have to just be okay with that.
And what a time to live. I mean, the reality is not everybody grew up in a time where you could get onto YouTube, go into a deep dive and actually start to see what is this trade about. They couldn't see, let's start at the higher level. Okay, what's the difference between commercial and residential? What's the difference between remodel and tenant improvement? Now is a time where you actually can have this information coming to you and start to shape that. And that's something that, you know, we really want to encourage young people to, is not have the decision, but just start to get a taste of the different things. The new generations, we know that they're not only going to change jobs or companies, they're actually going to change careers multiple times. They're going to shift. They're going to shift and shape to where their skills are coming up. I mean, look at where I started in action sports as a sales and marketing person, to the point that now I'm on a construction side, was because of my ability to understand, hey, I have strengths in this. Maybe I should be interested in that. And that's what this new generation is really doing. And so, you know, trying to narrow it down, I think that's too hard of a task to immediately think as a young person looking at, hey, what trade am I looking for? Giving yourself an opportunity to be exposed to more is exactly what needs to happen. And, you know, looking for what at the bottom line is some happiness in that trade or in what sector of construction that you're interested in.
Denton, that was great. That was fantastic to kind of start closing the conversation down a little bit. From a separate perspective, is there anything that you guys want to talk about that I haven't raised or that I've missed or that you want to contribute to the cause?
The only thing that I would add is that the really good thing that we're all dealing with, even though that we can read in the news every day, the shortages and how it's concerning the Wall Street and it's concerning to the New York Times and what are we going to do? And then we'll see highlights of, you know, small regional areas where they're making a big push, is that this is nothing new. We, you know, in the 90s, we didn't have enough people coming into computer science or developers. And we had examples of people making $250,000, $300,000 as a developer in web. And we didn't know what this thing, the internet, was going to be. And why are these jobs being created? You know, we're just at an interesting part where we know what construction is, but we've just gotten so far away from it. We have that opportunity to get back into really great careers and technically an opportunity for our new people entering for entrepreneurial ideas to really flourish. You can learn a trade and have an opportunity to enter into the entrepreneurial world of becoming a contractor, subcontractor. So, you know, the good thing is that we're not in uncharted territory. It's just different industries that have had to go through this, but it's going to take a collective effort to change a narrative to start attracting people back to this. And I cannot wait for the day where people are looking at, hey, I was in marketing and I really love construction. I want to bring, you know, my marketing ideas to construction, or I'm in technology and I want to bring that to construction and improve that. That's where I'm excited to see, is that we are going to have a whole new group of people working here and shaping construction for the future.
That sounds great. All right. Well, then one of the things I want to do going forward with this podcast is engage with one last question. All right. So, Munz, what would you tell your younger self to learn or master sooner or avoid altogether? It can be about the skilled trades or life in general. Go.
Well, I would say that, you know, I wish that I would have told my younger self to start investing in my future and start investing in my retirement. That's one of the things that I wish that I would have been told at an earlier age. I've been in the construction industry most of my life, and I've always had a very good, you know, job, pretty good pay. And I wish I just would have been saving for that retirement. I think that's why it's so important that you find companies who are willing to help you with that. If you start a career at 18, 20, 22, 24 years old working in construction, and you start saving away for retirement in a 401k, and the company's matching you, that's free money. And that's doubling your retirement over time. And 401k, people don't really understand the compounding interest effect it has on you. And if you work a career for, you know, 25 or 30 years and you always contribute to that, it's amazing how that will grow. And so I've started contributing to my 401k about 4 or 5 years ago, but, you know, I was 35 when I started doing that. And I wish I would have started earlier. So I think that, you know, that's probably my biggest thing I wish I would have done differently and would have told myself to focus on my future and plan ahead.
Excellent. Denton, same question.
I really wish I would have had and listened more, because I'm assuming that there's probably some people that were telling me this, but they just weren't saying it this way, is learn self-awareness earlier. I came from an area that was absolutely focused on job title and what were you making and what were you doing. And I wasn't looking at what was making me excited for what I do every day. We spend so many hours working. We spend so many hours with people that are beyond our family and friends. And having that self-awareness about what triggers me, what is the excitement in life, and not saying, okay, well, I'm working my way towards this job title. I'm excited to see that job titles are going away, but having a self-awareness about myself and shaping my career about where I can actually be successful because of who I am, as opposed to what title I wanted to have, that would have been the biggest thing for me.
Tremendous. Gentlemen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time and your insights. I really feel like you guys have some very important work ahead of you, but a great message and something important to say. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate this time that you gave me. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Skilled Trades Playbook. I look forward to reading your comments. If you think of anything that Mike can do to improve the value proposition for you on these episodes, please don't hesitate to send me a note. Also, definitely hit that subscribe button so that you can continue listening to some great folks give their candid opinions, advice, insights on the skilled trades and how to close the skills gap. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.